science and technology to inaugurate today the field of science and technology. This is inaugurating a vast range of knowledge and technology, vast range of knowledge and technology is available in the structuring dynamics of creation and in the structuring dynamics of the evolution of creation with perfect order and eternal dynamics of the status of the ever-expanding galactic universe. Whole range of knowledge and its organizing power is being inaugurated in this Parliament of World Peace in order that the members of the Parliament take the knowledge lively in their awareness, in their mind, in their intellect, and it should be possible for them to take the whole thing completely enlivened on the level of their ego, on the level of their being, because there really is the unfoldment of this enormous field of knowledge and its organizing power. In the field of being, science and technology, they appear to be one field of science and the other field of technology, and the knowledge of science and knowledge of technology, this is one meaning of the word science and technology. Other meaning of the word science and technology is science and technology together in one. So while inaugurating the field of science and technology, I am faced with these two characteristic qualities of the word science and technology. Science is systematic procedure of gaining knowledge. Systematic procedure of gaining knowledge we understand with the word science. With the word technology, the common understanding is application of the knowledge to achieve its purpose. Technology, make the knowledge practically realized. And that value is technology. example comes to clarify this whole thing, you know. The example is of a tree. The tree has so many branches, leaves, flowers, colorful flowers, fruits, different tastes of fruits, and then within the fruit, the seed, and the seed is emptiness, hollowness. This is the example of when we know what the tree is, then we can know the whole tree by fully examining what the leaf is, how it comes out, how it becomes green and yellow, and how it becomes this and this, and how it becomes this shape, like that, like that. Or a flower. So many colorful flowers come out of the green leaf. So many colorful. Many things come out of that one basic thing. What is the basic thing? The emptiness, the hollowness of the seed. So where is the science and technology? Where is the seat of the science and technology in this example? It's very clear. It's there in the leaf, in knowledge of the leaf, and the transformation of the leaf into flower, and transformation of the flower, knowledge of this transformation. So the knowledge of the material value and the knowledge of the transformation of the material value to some other material value. The leaf becoming a flower, flower becoming a fruit, fruit turning into nothingness within the seed. Different levels of knowledge of the tree. Systematically, from gross to subtle, to subtler, to subtlest, to abstract, to nothingness. This is scientific knowledge systematically gained, so that the whole path of gaining knowledge has nothing as gaps in it. Sequential evolvement of material value to completely non-material field of awareness, consciousness, intelligence, being. So there is science of science and technology in the state of being, because that state of being somehow functioning within itself, it generates, it sprouts, the emptiness of the seed sprouts, and it becomes a sprout, a branch. Leaves come out, flowers come out, fruit come out, and what ultimately ends up into coming is this. Again the same unmanifest. So there is the total display of science and technology in one example, and it has both value in it, complete, concrete value, developing sequentially and coming to back to the same source from where it started. This is the systematic knowledge of it is science and technology. Where is the total seat of science and technology? In the nature of the unmanifest hollowness, abstraction, unmanifest field of being. The conclusion is, being brought to be awake on its own level is realization of science and technology. What happens in the science and technology? What happens in the science and technology? The scientist is not out of the out of realm. The technologist is not out of realm. In the knowledge of the unmanifest hollowness of the seed, the knowledge of the unmanifest transcendental field of reality, the state of being in itself is the scientist, the science, and the goal of science, the technology. This is Vedic science and technology. Glory to Gurudev. Incomplete, abstract, unmanifest, the whole field of science and technology is we say stationed, is existing totally in this reality I'm inaugurating the field of science and technology, opening to every human being that everyone on the level of his own being can have total science and technology and be completely self-sufficient, eternal, immortal, invincible, on the level of perfect freedom, on the level of supreme affluence, on the level of indestructible unified wholeness, science and technology. About this knowledge, about the knowledge of the field of action, there is a Vedic expression. Know that by knowing which everything is known. Know that by knowing which everything is known. This is the field of one's own being. And one's own being is indestructible, unbounded, infinite, transcendental, total wholeness. The total wholeness knows itself so completely, that means in field of knowledge, it knows itself so completely that nothing is out of that knowledge. This is Vedic science and technology. We are opening Vedic universities in order for every student to be to be floating in the field of perfect and total science and technology, whereby the student from the level of his own being, through the instrumentality of intellect, mind, first start with ego, through the instrumentality of his own ego, his intellect, his mind, his behavior, he will display in everything that he does or he does not do, total field of science and technology. The world has drifted away. The knowledge is there because that field of science and technology is not a thing of one time or one age or one space. It's eternal, unbounded, beyond the limitations of any time and space. When I'm inaugurating this most sumptuous, most complete field of science and technology, I'm feeling very happy that I am opening the gate of all knowledge and all possibilities to everyone who can go through the college education that we are putting forward, university that we are putting forward. In any field he'll work, he'll fulfill his desire. And more than that, he can take the desire of someone else to be his desire, and he can fulfill that. This is the study of Vedic science and technology. This is the time today. In this inauguration of Vedic science and technology, I am giving a call to the people, don't waste your time of life. Don't waste your time, your children's time. Don't waste your family time. Don't waste your social time. Don't waste your national time. Don't waste your international time. Don't just wait, don't waste your time. Get into mastery of this Vedic science and technology by the whole program has been well tested and proved and is available in the eternal literature of the supreme science and technology. This whole knowledge of total science and technology is available in the words of the Veda. It is available in the gaps between two words of the Veda. This knowledge is available in the express words of the Veda and in the sequence of these words where there is a gap between two words. So the word and the gap and the word and the gap and the word and the gap and the word and the gap in sequence they unfold what is total value of science, that is the science of total natural law, and along with the unfoldment of the knowledge of the sequentially expanding value of natural law, the application of it in the sequential evolvement is a very great unified state of science and technology. And this practice has been made available to the people through my trained teachers of transcendental meditation, its advanced techniques, including yogic flying. What is this phenomenon of yogic flying? This is a small indication that field of science and technology has started to be lively in one's awareness. Indication of it, indication. What is this indication? This is the indication of the ruling power of the universe starting to dawn in human awareness. So the practical program of it is already in force in the world. This is the way. So when I'm inaugurating the field of science and technology, I'm inaugurating a new destiny of life, a new destiny for mankind, a new destiny of fulfillment, of harmony, of complete, unbounded satisfaction. On that level of being, which is science and technology, both transcendental field of life, where every word is equal to 1,000 words. Sahasrakshara Parmei Vyoman. Sahasrakshara Parmei Vyoman. Sahasrakshara. The language of the transcendent is 1,000-fold. one word has thousand words within it. The meaning of one word has thousand meanings within it. The application of one word has thousand applications within it. Sahasrakhyara parmeryaman yasmin deva adivishve nishedu. What is there in that thousandfold expression of total science and technology in the state of being? What is there? Different fields of and different qualities of creative intelligence. Creative intelligence. Innumerable. The word for that is Devata. Devata, the creator, the initiator of action, embedded in the field of pure knowledge. The scientist, the cosmic scientist, is lively wherever this cosmic science is awake. That is the reason why we bring this down on a very mundane expression, that your desires are fulfilled. Fulfillment of a desire is a very tiny thing from that level, from where the huge, enormous diversity of creation is emerging. It is from this level of science and technology, which is the science and technology, if we can qualify it, the science and technology of Ved. It is science and technology. Anything else is a mediocre of science and technology. People are fond of, say, this is our scientific age, this is our scientific age. But look to the range of science and technology, which is eternally available through the administrative constitution of the universe. Where it is available? Parmeryaman, that means in the transcendental field. And what is there? Innumerable devatas are there, devatas are there, devatas are there. Those who do things. And what is the basis of their doing? The field of knowing. The field of knowing is the field of doing. The field of knowing itself is the field of doing. This is minutest level of science and technology. Wherever there is knowledge, there is a knower. There is a process of knowing. And there is the object of knowing. All the three values are there in the field of knowledge. And therefore, what is there in the field of knowledge? Three values functioning together. And by what value they function together? There is someone who is putting them, the three togetherness. This is observation or unfoldment of the ultimate reality. This is total knowledge. This is Veda. And Veda means Jnana and Karma together. Knowledge and action together. Knowledge and action together. Unbounded field of knowledge, total knowledge, and unbounded field of dynamism inherent in it. Both the things together. This concept of science and technology and the scientists completely different. No scientists in the world working in all these in different discoveries of different fields of science, no one is fulfilled in his life. Because it's all objective. He remains completely uninvolved with it. No scientist is fulfilled. Whereas Vedic science takes the scientist to the plateau of fulfillment, takes him to know everything, takes him to the ability to do everything. This is the eternal science and technology that I am inaugurating today in this context of the World Parliament. It's such a joy to present to the world transformation of time value, transformation of the value of the destiny of the people. Now I am practically applying it into our world. The practical application of it presents to us the need for it today. Today's society, everywhere without an exception, is torn apart in pieces. Parties. Every country is full of parties. Every national characteristic is full of divided value. And in division, the national life is always full of problems. Some people think it must be like this, and the other thing it must be like this. They howl around like this, they howl around like this. This democracy is a very stupid kind of administration. Very stupid, childish. Administration is needed to create and maintain order. What is this system of government which basically takes pride in giving the people freedom to create division in every value of the nation? This we say functioning in ignorance. Whatever pride today science and technology can take, but it is very damaging to the integrity of any nation, to the well-being of any nation, to the progress of any nation. It's full of problems. No government is satisfied today. No people of any nation satisfied today. This is because one very important point I am bringing out. This is because government is deeply influenced by the quality of collective consciousness of the nation. So we say, government is governed by the quality of collective consciousness of the nation. Collective consciousness of the nation. Collective consciousness of the nation governs the government. Therefore, any government can do what it is doing. No government can do anything else than what it is doing. No government is able to handle the chaotic and divided state of administration. No government can do it because it is governed by the quality of collective consciousness of the nation. And unless the government is competent to maintain law and order, peace will always remain a question mark on every level, on the individual level, social level, national level, international level. So when we are inaugurating science and technology, our purpose is to have an ideal government. To have an ideal government. Now what I have said just now, we cannot ask any government to do this because I have been asking the government. For the last 10 years I have been asking different governments, you do this, you teach transcendental meditation and let the people have radiate that power of this gravity when the body lifts up. And no government, absolutely nothing. Therefore, in this inauguration, when I'm inaugurating a good fortune for every nation, I'm also inaugurating to undertake modification of the present level of national consciousness. I'm starting with a few countries. I'm adopting the countries and establishing these yogic flying groups needed for the country on the basis of their population. Without asking government, without asking anyone, every country is dear to me, the people of every country. When you see a man poor or suffering or sick or all this confused, you feel what this man has done. Then you end up in saying, oh, this is his karma and this and this. But no, we can establish an organization on a national level in order that the quality of integrating is lively in the national consciousness. And therefore, the quality of disintegrating, the quality of division and all that, they do not arise, and if they are there, they disappear, giving rise to a unified state of the quality of national consciousness. This is a time that the parliaments of world peace, with their world's capital in the land of the Ved, India, will train the people and one very good thing that happens is because this influence of integration of knowledge and technology is on the level of being, and being is a field which is absolutely frictionless flow field. Any little impulse here is an impulse everywhere, all instantly everywhere, instantly everywhere. That is why the universe, versified galactic universe, is governed by the same evolutionary impulse throughout creation. How long and wide the universe is. The impulse is frictionlessly flowing. And because it's frictionlessly flowing, the influence of coherence spreads and neutralizes the influences of differences and divisions and distinctions. This is for the wise I am opening today. I am opening today the field of knowledge and its organizing power, opening the field of science and technology, whereby even small groups in each country could radiate that influence from that transcendental field, self-referral field of being, and there will be order, there will be harmony, there will be coherence, there will be all possibilities on every level. So this is the inauguration of the science and technology in terms of knowledge, in terms of organizing power of knowledge, that means the technology to make use of knowledge at a practical level and create life on earth fully self-sufficient, completely fulfilled in eternal freedom and invincibility. It's such a joy to open the floor of world consciousness, to enjoy a new sunshine, a new destiny of all good, all in the light of total knowledge, Ved, and its total organizing power. Ved is a lively field of consciousness, lively field of being. And coming from that Vedic tradition, when I knew from Rajaraji, that he has discovered through investigating into the fabrics of physiology, he has discovered the physiology is the expression of consciousness, field of being. I thought his language has come up to be the language of Vedic science and technology in this field of, in this age of ignorance. Immediately, he was awarded the greatest order, and he enjoys our greatest love and appreciation for his purity of life, that he is now adored as the first ruler of the age of enlightenment. So here in our reading today, the field of Vedic science and technology, we are also presenting to the world that the practical achievement of the supreme field of science and technology has been made available, is now being made available to the world. So the world of today is very fortunate, and the parliaments of world peace are very fortunate to have their seat in the field of Ved, in the land of the Ved, Vedic, in the center of the land of Ved, Brahmistars. And Brahmistars is so loving to us because of our Gurudev name, Brahma Ananda Saraswati. He is the Ananda of that Brahmistar. That is a field of pilgrimage. So we are inaugurating to the world all about the science and technology, and this is the science and technology that will be taught in our Vedic universities, Vedic colleges, Vedic high schools. The rest is a waste of time, simple waste of time. The rest is a waste of time. It's a waste of time. So I'm inaugurating the field of science and technology. I'm inviting every future generation of the world to rise to perfection, raise the society to perfection, raise the government to enable them to play their parental role for the people. All glory to Gurudev. All glory to Gurudev, Brahma Ananda Saraswati. Gurudev, Brahma Ananda Saraswati, Vijayante Tarav. Glory to Gurudev, Brahma Ananda Saraswati. Glory to Ved, total field of natural law, the constitution of the universe, and glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jai Gurudev.
Jai Gurudev. Thank you, Maharshi, for this sublime inaugural address for the Maharshi Parliament of World Peace in the field of science and technology. In his inaugural address, Maharshi has raised modern science and technology to the level of Vedic science and technology, whose range is infinity. Maharshi's Vedic science and technology gives us the ability to function from the level which is the source of the infinite order of the galactic universe. As Maharshi said to us just now, the main principle of his Vedic science and technology, supreme science and technology, is to know that, by knowing which, everything else is known. And that is the Ved, the constitution of the universe, which is just the flow of lively intelligence in the unmanifest field, the transcendental field of reality. This is the field which is not only the field of gyan, or knowledge, but the field of kriya, or action. Both knowledge and the infinite organizing power of knowledge to create and maintain the ever-expanding universe is available in that transcendental field. It is to this level that modern science must now turn its attention to reach fulfillment. Modern science does not bring fulfillment, Maharshi pointed out, to its scientists. But when science reaches the level where science, technology, and the scientist himself are all one unified reality, this is the level of supreme fulfillment of science. It is the level where in one consciousness all the organizing intelligences of the universe, the devatas, in that one transcendental field of consciousness, all the organizing intelligence of creation is available in the consciousness of the scientist. So all technology to accomplish everything is completely within one unified transcendental awareness of the scientist. Maharshi explained that he is establishing the Maharshi Vedic universities just to give the training of the new generation of such fulfilled Vedic scientists who have the field of all possibilities as their own consciousness, who are the science, who are the technology, who are the field from which everything can be achieved. And the practical technique to do that is transcendental meditation and the yogic flying technique. To not get onto that level of science once it is available is, Maharshi said, for everyone on every level a complete waste of their time to continue in the unfulfilled, partial, fragmented kind of science that has existed till now. Whereas the introduction of this kind of science, Vedic science and technology, is going to make the administration of every nation completely rise to perfection. It is going to raise the quality of the collective consciousness to such a high level of integration with the support of the invincible order and peace of this field of the Ved, of the constitution of the universe, that national consciousness will no more be disintegrated into parties, but will be harmonious and peaceful and free of all problems. So this is the practical outcome of the science and technology that Maharshi has described today. Vedic science and technology, the fulfillment of all science and technology. For our next address in the Maharshi Parliament of World Peace, we have a scientist of this age who has truly mastered this field of Maharshi's Vedic science and technology. His Excellency Dr. John Hagelin is the Minister of Science and Technology of the Global Country of World Peace. And he is the President of the U.S. Peace Government. But as the greatest physicist of our age, he is that single scientist in the world most competent and most experienced to explain to us from the level of the most advanced reaches of modern scientific research just the absolute truth of what Maharshi has told to us just now from the perspective of the Vedic science and technology which comes to him as the heritage of his tradition, his Vedic tradition of knowledge from his master Gurudev, Brahmanand Saraswati. And Dr. Hagelin is able to explain to us the reality, as Maharshi mentioned, that human life, as clearly shown in the research of His Majesty Maharaja Nadaram, human life is nothing other than the living expression of this total field of knowledge, the constitution of the universe, the Veda.